I'm Mark Riley and Laura Gibson is in the room. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Mark.
You enjoyed that?
I did. Yes, it felt like the perfect song to be playing right before an interview. Put us in good spirits.
Absolutely. You were dancing. Can't do much better than that, can you?
Yep.
No, absolutely. I could have put, you know, an 18-minute kraut rock tune on, but it might not have done the job, eh? Not really. But I am, like many other people, I've been putting around this conspiracy theory that the Welcome Wagon is not produced and recorded and arranged by Sufjan Stevens, but it is Sufjan Stevens. But, do you know, I believe that they did a gig over here quite recently, one of the festivals, maybe the end of the road or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, you know, and it all adds up. Do you know much about the band?
I don't know a lot. I had been meaning to listen to more. I've heard a few songs of theirs.
Well, you know, it's apparently the Welcome Wagon are the Presbyterian pastor, the Reverend Vito Aito, and his wife Monique. And it all just sounds a little bit too kind of contrived, but apparently, allegedly not, though I'm sure whether he's a Presbyterian pastor or not, I really don't know. And the weird thing is that I was sent that album around about 8 months ago and played it and loved it, mm-hmm. and then it's just been sent out again. I don't know if it's like something happened to it a long time ago, but anyway, it's not about them, it's about Laura Gibson. So welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Mike. It's nice to be here.
Well, I hope you're still saying that at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm sure you will be. You're not playing in Manchester tonight, are you?
No, I'm taking the night off and playing down in Cardiff tomorrow.
Right, okay. And the strange thing is that you were in Portland, Oregon 48 hours ago, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit spacey, which I suppose if this interview goes terribly wrong, I can blame it on jet lag, maybe.
No, do what everybody else does and blame it on me, which will be absolutely appropriate. Anyway, so you do live in Portland, Oregon, don't you?
I do, yes.
Have you always lived there?
I grew up in a little logging town on the south coast of Oregon called Coquille. It's about 4.5-5 hours southwest of Portland.
And what kind of an environment was that? Was that as quaint as it sounds?
It was quaint, and also it's an interesting place because it's very, everything kind of centers around the timber industry and logging. And my dad worked for the state forestry. And so kind of felt like the woods were so important for the livelihood of the town. And there used to be several mills down in that area, and they've slowly closed one by one. And so it's become kind of economically depressed. But
right.
But also, it's a really beautiful place, and there's just a lot of spirit in the people of the town.
It sounds like we could draw great comparisons to the mining communities in Britain, really, from what you're saying, on many different levels. Yeah, absolutely, and sadly.
Yeah, it's funny. There's one thing I remember growing up there was the mill whistle blows at 9 a.m. and at noon and at 5 a.m. every day, and everyone's kind of oriented. They don't know what time it is without the whistle, and the mill shut down in town, and people complained because they just had no idea what time it was because there's no whistle blowing at noon. They never knew when it was noon and never knew when it was 5 o'clock.
I've got a good idea here. I can't have much longer left at the BBC. They must be thinking of getting rid of me. I'm going to get myself a watch and a whistle. I'm going to go and live in your town. Just go around whistling at the appropriate moments.
Well, no, they actually brought the whistle back, and they still blow it now because everyone complained. And so
that's a great story, because, you know, in about 80 years' time, there'll be somebody who's like, you know, a little chap, little lady, saying, "Mom, Dad, why does that whistle go off three times a day?" Well, it's like this, son. So, Laura Gibson, we've been playing your records for a while now. We've particularly been playing Come By Storm, which you're going to do next.
Yep.
And also the single Spirited. And they are wonderful tracks. They made a great impression on a lot of people, and not least me. So if you wouldn't mind, get to it.
All right. Survey the tree, I all recall voice and how I took great care with words. For all it was a picture, was a poem, was a poem. Words were trees of brown, of gold. You were a place I had come to know. The dark falls early, would you come in the night? Would you come with the morning? Come by fire or come by storm? And my days turn to gold, turn to gold, and pull to the sky, to the sky. I'll recall the time I was more alive, when I lose myself to words, or would I die in your arms, or did I die alone? Dark fell on me. Did you come in the night? Did you come with the morning? Come by fire or come by storm?
Nothing short, fabulous. That is Laura Gibson live in session, Come By Storm. I've noticed there that, because I can play the guitar really badly, and I've noticed that strangely, for particularly perhaps the nature of the music that you're doing, you're playing, it's a nylon string, isn't it? It's a Spanish guitar, really, is it?
Yeah, well, it's actually a Canadian guitar.
Oh, but, right, sorry, I'm showing my ignorance.
But it is a classical guitar, and I think once I started playing nylon strings, I realized that's what I was hearing in my head when I had been playing guitar for the first years. So
you weren't listening to Motorhead then?
No.
No, not at the time anyway. I try and do some research, you know, just to try and claw some kind of semblance of sense to an interview. There isn't that much information knocking about on you on the internet. And, you did warn me before that certain interviewers have talked to you and they've garnered information from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And it's been wrong.
Well, I didn't even know that I had a Wikipedia page until someone in a live interview asked me questions, and they kept getting the facts wrong, and I felt terrible correcting them. I should have just let it go.
Yeah, but you couldn't, could you? The poor person who was on the other side of the microphone doing such a tough job.
I know.
You had to take him to task. Well, I've got your Wikipedia page just printed out in front of me here.
Oh, gosh.
And, you're on Hush Records.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. Okay. And,
in the States, and Souterrain Records in UK and Europe.
Okay, great. Your first album, 2004, was Amends.
Now, this part, I don't know if that counts as an album, because I never really released it. It was kind
it escaped.
Of an embarrassing demos that I gave a name to that got listed as album on my Wikipedia page.
Well, it does say in brackets self after that, so we'll have to learn.
We'll let it go, yeah.
Okay, all right, we'll let that one go. It says that you are pally with Laura Veers.
I am, yes. She sang on my record, and I actually traded her working in her garden to teach me some old blues songs a couple of years back.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And finally, it says you were once married to George Bush Sr. Was that correct?
Well, it's a time in my life I don't really like to talk about.
All right, that's fair enough. I understand. I'm just invading your privacy there, and it's not fair. Okay, yeah, you're going to do a song, and then we'll continue to talk, if you don't mind. So what's this song going to be?
The song is Spirited.
Yeah, I've played this a lot, actually.
Bodies still as photographs will beg the ground to swallow us to press our lonesome silhouettes into the dirt. The light reflecting off your face, casting colors on your cheeks. I saw you shining brighter than before. Across the yard and weaving through the alder branches overhead. Of all that is escaping us, I have never been so certain as today. And crows, but cannot wash the laughter from our tongues. Well, time is quick to carry on, certain as the morning tends to hollow us to turn our words to smoke. And all that is escaping us and all that we could hold in place, I saw you shining brighter.
Great stuff. Laura Gibson live in session with the tune we've been playing quite a lot on this programme already, Spirited. And you're doing very well. You're holding up nicely.
Oh.
You're really tired. I know you're going to sleep tonight
Thank
and all
you.
That. Well, it's not unreasonable, is it, sleeping tonight? But you've been over here just a couple of days. We've already mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
That tune on record kind of bounces along quite nicely. You've got a band on it, haven't you?
I do, yeah. And I've actually, I've toured the record through the spring in the States as a three-piece, and now when I play it by myself, I should have had you bop along and
you don't
something.
You don't want me doing any contributions to your music whatsoever, I can tell you. I mean, thankfully, there is a drum kit that lives over there, but somebody stripped it down, so any kind of temptation out is taken away from me. But you've come over here some of the dates. I mentioned End of the Road before, saying maybe the Welcome Wagon had already played it. It's not happened yet. It's not until the 12th of September, is it? And you're doing
it? Yep, I'll be there on Saturday the 12th.
Okay, great. But you're over with Alila Diane as
yes.
well.
Yes, most of the I'm doing a few shows on my own and then a whole bunch of shows with Alila.
She's a super talented lady as well, isn't she?
Yes, she is. She's always blows me away every time I've seen her play. We've played together. We both live in Portland, and actually up until recently she moved in across the street from me, but then... we actually haven't been home, and I just recently moved. So we lived across the street from each other, but we're both on tour and never saw each other. mother for about 6 months.
Right, okay. And was there a load of bad feeling building up between the two of you?
No, none of that. I was so excited when she moved to the neighborhood because I thought that the song... There's actually a few really wonderful songwriters within a few block radius
of my house.
My friend Casey Dinell, White Hinterland is her band. She's really makes really beautiful music and really good writer. And who else? There was one other person that lived nearby.
Joanna Newsom wasn't from the same facility, was she?
She's from down in California.
Right, okay. All right, then. Now, you did mention to me earlier on that... have you done a gig in a prison, or are you about to do it?
I did, actually, just the weekend before I came over here.
Right.
And I've never been to a prison before. Yeah, this is my first time, and it was a long, long check-in of searching through all our gear. And it turned out to be one of the most inspiring... wonderful experiences I've had, and we played for 150 inmates, and they're so intent and on listening and so quiet, and I felt such a weight on all the words I was singing, like I don't feel in when I'm playing in a club or whatnot, and it was so wonderful afterwards. There's just these very hard-looking men coming up to us and saying, thank you, that really touched me. And it was a really special time. And I met a lot of the inmates that were just quite motivated and really excited to interact with us. And they actually recorded it and are sending the recording to me, so hopefully I can... Reese Laura Gibson live from prison.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's a wonderful tradition, of course. Yeah. None better than Johnny Cash, having done it a couple of times. You know, were these serious kind of lifers, or were
the minimum sentence I think was 10 years that most of them were there. The fellow that was kind of running our sound was there for 18 years, and he had 7 years left. And he said, "I know it sounds crazy, but 7 years is starting to feel like." Not that long.
Yeah, it's impossible to get into the mindset of somebody who's living that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And of course, I mean, you know, the record company, you know, I mean, maybe they'll have a view on it, because obviously the guys can't go out in the morning and buy a record. And in this cynical age that we live in, it's a wonder they let you do it. And I thought it's great. That sounds like a great experience.
It was great.
Okay, all right then. So you've got loads of dates. I mean, you've got a manager, I presume.
I do.
Well, you know,
I'm very thankful for a manager.
Your manager, whether it be a he or a she, is working you very hard. I mean, you played in Cambridge last night. This is your night off, in inverted commas.
Yeah.
You just say then you're going with Alila Diane, you're playing in Cardiff, the End of the Road Festival then at the weekend. And then I can't go through all the dates because we'd be here all night, but you are working right until the 28th of November. But within that, you've got a patch in Japan, which isn't the kind of stuff that we've come to expect from you, is it?
Yeah, no, I'm heading home, and then I go to Japan for a week, and my record was released in Japan, but I also have a new project with my friend Ethan Rose, and he's kind of more of a sound artist. He makes records and he does installations and does compositions out of field recordings, and just really inspiring. And our music is so different and our processes are so different but he'd always be the person that at the party or at the show in Portland that we could just talk about making music. And and so we decided to make a collaborative record, and it's very different. I hope it will come out probably in springtime over here, but we're going over to tour that in Japan, and it's a very different set. I'm playing a little keyboard with samples and a ukulele and a glockenspiel, just a whole bunch of instruments. And then I'll actually play a solo set there, and Ethan will play a solo set, and then we'll play this collaboration.
Intriguing. Okay, great stuff. I know that Portland, Oregon is it seems to be the equivalent on the other side of the country to Brooklyn. It seems to be just full of musicians. You know, you've got like some of the Granddaddy members in there, and the Cribs, and Johnny Mars over there, and Modest Mouse, and all these people. Is it like that? Is there musicians everywhere?
I do feel like there are musicians everywhere, and most of the coffee shops you go into, there's people in all these different bands that you see around town, and it's a really wonderful place. I feel very supportive, and it's everybody seems excited about what everybody else is doing for the most part.
Sounds far too bohemian for me, but I'm certainly very, very glad that you've made the effort to come here tonight to Manchester to play for us. So you got one more song and then you're going to go to bed. So what's this song going to be?
This song is Funeral Song.
Okay.
If these bare walls could sing, they would sing us a funeral song. They'd push their wooden words into your mouth. They would not wish to be into your tongue. They would not wish to carry on too long. With no sorrow, ask no greater pardon than the pattern time is carving in your skin. Well, if these pale bones could sway, they would march to a funeral song and pull their Milky Way across the yard. They would not wish to keep you tethered to their arms. They would not wish to carry on too far. With no sorrow, ask no greater pardon than the pattern time is carving in your skin. Well, if I could stretch my ears into a grand procession and circle round your wisdom like a song, to be the fire in your belly, I would not wish for holding you too long. With no sorrow, ask no greater pardon than the pattern time is carving your skin.
Wonderful. Laura Gibson live in session for the final time tonight. That was Funeral Song. Again, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks so much, Mark.
Hugely enjoyable that was. And as I say, maybe if we can make it work, we'll get you in the band. It's still a three-piece over here, is it? That the band that you're working in?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful stuff. All right, and send my regards to Alila, will you?
I will.
Great stuff.
Thanks so much.
BBC Six Music. On digital. Online. BBC Six Music.